Monsieur Sri Sri Giriraji, our parikram. Prem Sarovar, Sankhet,
Nanda Kirak,
these places.
Nanda Bhavan, Prem Padamba, Rupa Sami, Mayavas Tandi.
We visited all these places today. We had darshan of many places today. First of all, you all crossing Barsana. You reached Prem Sarovar. Prem Sarovar is the very fond of fame. It has been manifested by Radhaji's mother Nitya Mahabhav one time.
Radha
and Krishna,
Lalita Vishakha Pyaryo ke saath
mein, along with Lalita Vishakha and other sakhis, in this very Prem Sarovar, at this very place she was sitting. In Krishna's lap, Radhika was.
That time,
thinking Radhika ji's face to be a lotus flower, bumblebee buzzing, hovering over her face, was trying to sit on her lotus face. And Radhika ji is trying to chase him away with her hand. But he's not going away. Seeing such condition of his, of her such condition, Madhu Mangal chased this bumblebee away with a stick, chased it away far, far away. Returning, he said, translated Madhusudan as Krishna himself. In separation, he is sitting although in Krishna's lap. She became absorbed in prem. So much so that she started crying. Krishna, where did you go? Where are you? Krishna, where are you? Okay.
Krishna
is seeing the stage of hers. He also became in the same condition like Radhika ji, and both of them lost consciousness. Gopis also lost consciousness and fainted by seeing their condition. Shuk and Sari, both of them, they began to chant Radha and Krishna's names loudly. And both of them were made to hear that both of them gained external consciousness. Then the Sakis also gained consciousness. Then, melted in pain. Because of being melted in pain, that Sarovar became filled, that pond filled, became filled with water. And that pond came to be known as Prem Sarovar, the pond of Prem. This stage of Radhika ji is Madanakshabha, higher, Virud, and higher than, more than, even higher than Madanakshabha. This is only possible in meeting. And this meeting also, when in all the wounds become very complicated in this meeting. This is only present in Lalita ji. No, Lalita Vishaka also do not have these wounds. That is why big saints and rishis, they, our Gauriya Vaishnav, they used to perform bhajan there. Today also, they stay there and perform their bhajan there. That's it. Namodaya Maharaj, translation. Padmara Maharaj, it's okay now?
Today, by the special one, we completed the 24th day of our pre-crop. We went to Prasola, Shankin, Milkin, Nanda Vaina, Nanda Ram, Tenta Dhamman, Asiswan Mahadev, Pali Sarova, Vasan Salik, Sikhanakana Swami, and finally on the way home we visit Chota Charan Mahadev. First we visited Prem Sarova. Really, the Surup of that pond of Sarova itself is the consist of Premabhati. There she must write a manifest of Madhavati Mahabhati. One time, Sri Radha and Krishna were together near that place, surrounded by the Rishi, Vishakha, and the other Asasangini. At that time, Srimati Radhika was resting in the very lap of Sri Krishna himself. One of me, mistaking the mouth of Srimati Radhika to be a lotus, was grooming around again and again. Even though Srimati Radhika tried to dispel that bee by her hand, the bee would continue disturbing her. Therefore, Sri Madhavanda, taking a stick in his hand, he dispelled the bee. Then said loudly, I have thrown Madhusudan far away where he will not return. Srimati Radhika, mistaking Madhusudan as Madhavanda, meant the bee to be Sri Krishna himself, even though she was situated in the very lap of Sri Krishna, she began weeping in separation. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Seeing her condition, Krishna also began to weep, and both Sri Radha, Krishna, and the other sakis that were surrounding fell unconscious. The male and female pair began loudly calling the name of Srimati Radhika, and they both awoke. Thus they melted together, and that water filled the sarova, which we see today as Prem Sarova. Therefore, whatever moods we see in meeting and in separation are all contained within this Madhanakya Mahabharata that Srimati Radhika manifested at that time. This is more than the Ruda Aishwarya Bhav. This Madhanakya Mahabharata is only present in Srimati Radhika. It is not present even in Lalita or Vishakha. Therefore, yeah, because Jesus was manifested there, many since ancient times, rishis, munis, and Gaudiya Vaishnavas have been performing bhajan there at the banks of Prince Sarovar.
Having you went to Sanket after having darshan of Prem Sarovar. After having darshan of Prem Sarovar, you went to Sanket. Prem Sanket means by the messengers or by the. They are hinting or indicating that Radha or Krishna, and Krishna, they will meet there. They used to indicate by some hints. And Naish Leela and Nishant Leela are performed here. The Gopi, Abhisarika, Pasta, Pasakaja, Decoration, Prasid Bhakta, and Padan Bhaktika, etc. These Gopis, they used to come there. And similar, Bhaskankar also performed there. Sometimes Krishna used to reach that place. Radhika ji is not able to come to that place. Sometimes Radhika ji reaches and she is so eagerly waiting for her beloved and decorating the kunj, but Krishna is not able to come. Suppose if he would come, maybe sometimes he would come very late. Like this, Swarup Goswami has described all these pastimes and these places. Like this and Sanket, so many pastimes have been performed. Nanda Kidak. Nandaji, Kidak means the cow shed where the cows are staying. Millions and millions of cows are staying there. There is also Nandakund. Nanda Baba used to take Krishna and Baldev on his shoulders and they used to take bath there. And they are also worship Narayan by chanting different mantras for Narayan. There also they used to have a meeting place of Nanda Baba and other. I thought better means sometimes they used to deliberate that Nanda. Do not consider your Krishna to be your son. You saw he picked up over then for 7 days on his little finger. He killed a woman like Putana. He pulled out her life here just by sucking her breath. And that poison also did not affect him at all. Yanavrat and other demons. And Shakatasur. Agasur, etc. He killed all these demons. This is a task of some ordinary person. Careful. Do not die and tell to Yashoda also. She should not chastise him. She should not bind him. And the Baba began to laugh loudly. Whatever he is, Parabrahma, or maybe father of Parabrahma also, he is come as my son, so I will definitely chastise him. You people, cowherd men, 80 years, after 80 years, you become mature. Before that, you are always immature, like a child. You are still Nabala, immature. One who cries for a little butter and chapati is angry. He breaks the pots of the home. He feels hunger. He tells lies. He can be drunk. He can become Bhagavan. That is why. Whatever, he says, he is my son, I will definitely correct him. Sometimes they used to also consider that Krishna is now grown up. Now he should be engaged. And he should also be engaged to a girl equally beautiful like him. They are looking all around, searching all around. If the Shubhanu's daughter, if he gets married to her, that would be a perfect match. Like this sometimes. This was an assembly where they would discuss so many things. That's why it is called Nankiras or Nand method. Like this. Having darshan from here, then you went to Udhokyari. They perform the drama there, and
will they say again his story? Sangana Maharaj is again decorating himself with turban the same way that he
there in the Kedak, Nandabhava Kedak. Vaishnava Maharaj, Padmana Maharaj, and Nandabhava and Nemi Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. So, thank you so much for today, and all these simple questions. Today we went to the meeting place of Bhandu Maharaj, and the chapter was very whenever there was a problem or something important to be discussed, they would sit down and assemble together and talk things over. Shortly after the listing of Gokhan Hill by Krishna, the Cowherd's men had a serious doubt. And they approached Upananda, who was the eldest brother of Nanda Maharaj and the chairman of this particular meeting, approached Nanda Maharaj with a challenge. Nanda Maharaj, we've all been considering recently about your son, Krishna, our dear beloved Krishna, who is the beloved of our whole of Braj. We've been thinking about him, you know, and this is the thoughts that we've been having. Your son, Krishna, we think that he's not an ordinary boy, because he's done such extraordinary activities. For example, even when he was just a tiny little baby, this Rakshasi, this huge, gigantic demoness, Putana, she came there and she dressed as Krishna, and then she stepped into her huge, gigantic form, and Krishna killed her just like a little tiny child playing. Now, this is not what an ordinary little child will do. And then we've also seen that so many other demons, like Shakatasur, that demon was easily killed by Krishna when he was just a little baby, only by kicking his legs up just like a little child. We've also seen Trinavarta taking Krishna high up into the sky, and Krishna also pulled him down to the ground and killed him, and simply was playing on top of him. All of these incidents is witnessed, and even not so long before, we saw our boy Krishna subdue this huge, gigantic, fierce demon, this Kali serpent with thousands of heads dancing on his head, and then controlling him and sending him away. And most recently, we've even seen our beloved Krishna lifting the entire Giriraj Gopi down the hill on only one finger of his left hand, and holding it up for 7 days and 7 nights. So the conclusion that it comes to, we want to suggest to you that we think that your boy Krishna, he's not an ordinary child, and perhaps you should be more respectful toward him. Perhaps you should not discipline him so much like this. But actually, it's a little more serious than this. We think he may be a Sinkapurush, a demigod, but actually, we think he may be the Ryan himself. Nandamama, your shoulder is too strict. If he's the Ryan himself, how can she find Krishna? This is not right. You should not chastise him, you should not criticize him. None of these things. please, just show some love, some affection, but none of this is a curse. This won't do. This won't do.
This is amazing. This is gracious God.
Yes, it may be possible. We consider it. We think it is.
A long time ago, I had a coward thing, and I killed it, and I said I hate it. And then they become intelligent. And now I see it. Sure. Here are some of the qualities. Some of the qualities of the Cedar Peru. Some of the qualities of God. Does God get angry? Does the Cedar Peru get angry? Christmas becomes angry 50 times a day. If you got a little milk, a little mutton, he's angry. He breaks the fall.
You're good.
God deals. Yes. Every day Christmas comes eating yogurt, eating milk, eating butter. He's arranging like a cowboy. He's arranging that the cows get loose. They drink the mother's milk and they go in and steal the butter. So many missions have activities. He goes in and thinks he's a baby. You think this is
well, we've been thinking about it, it's true.
Maybe we're going to
look at it. You presented it to us just now. We're not exactly sure. What do you all think? I mean, do you think that it could be possible that Nanda Maharaj's boy is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayana?
No!
Well, I guess we might have been wrong, Nanda Maharaj.
I think so.
So, what are you going to do then about this?
The same as I was before. He's my boy. I don't care if he's the Supreme or not. Anyway, he's my boy. I have to be there. Otherwise, we grow up to get that boy, not the old man.
Mafiosi, Russian word it is.
And then we say to the Buddha, the Buddha is not the Baba, and all of the older Gopis and Gopis, that this mood of the Chandrava cannot be touched. Even though in Vrindavan there is Aishwarya, far greater than any place in Vaikuntha, the sweetness and the mood of parental affection is so powerful that even in the face of that, Nanda Baba will never be shaken from the mood that Krishna is my son.
Yoga, Matan Kaisha, Vimonchana.
paper dust, those bread, try to ask you guys, like parents, Lambda and Oshoda, actually just our parents, to inspire them, you know, sympathy for their most heartbreaking condition in the absence of Shikusha. And not only try to classify my parents, but deliver my message to the government. In other words, you can use your intelligence, your sweet words, your diplomacy to pacify my parents. But don't try to use your intelligence and diplomacy to pacify both. Just tell them my message as it is. Because she knew that with her not understanding a public prayer, so with her step of course, not the mountain. And when he arrived there in the evening, discussing the Maharaj, and he saw this unparalleled Vastavya Bhava of Nanda Maharaj, and he was astonished. He said, I have never seen such a natural and spontaneous love of Krishna as this. And they passed the night speaking about Krishna. The next morning, Uddhavji came out from Nanda Bhavan and went nearby, that place to Vishakhapatnam, to do his morning ablutions and remember his mantra. So as he went there to do his morning meditation, he looked and he saw so many kishoris. As this man wandering here and there in the forest of Kadamba trees. That time he said, Kadamba Kyari. Now we say Buddha Kyari because Buddha Kyari. And how were they? They were lean and thin. They had not eaten for 3 months. Krishna had left 3 months before. They had not taken any water. They had not decorated themselves. They talked with old and weak and torn and covered in the dust. Why? Because when Asura took Krishna and Balaram away from the chariot, the dust was raised into the air. And they landed and settled on the faces and bodies of the gopis. And stuck there because their bodies were wet from their tears. This dust was the last connection they had with Sri Krishna. So surely they would not change their cloth or bathe or anything. This is the last touch of connection with Sri Krishna. So in a madness state of separation, those gopis were with her. And so an exalted personality is come. And they surrounded him, and they followed the question. They said, oh, sir, if you are learning, if you are learning, then answer our question. There are two types of praying. Ahetu praying and Zahetu praying. Ahetu means love that has no cord. And Zahetu means love that has a cord. So in this book, there are many examples of Sahetu praying. Just like a student has love for the teacher. Until he gets his diploma, then his relationship is over. And he never sees the teacher again. Just like the deer is related to the forest. But if there's a fire and the forest is gone, then the deer will never return to that place. Like a prostitute, she's very affectionate to her client. Until his wallet is empty, then relationship is over. So in this world, where there's love or affection that has a cause, if that cause is removed, then the relationship is broken. So I say, Buddha, we love Krishna without any cause, without any selfish interest, without any personal motivation. And Krishna also loves us in the same way. So how is it that this relationship is broken? How is it possible? Buddha, can you answer? Buddha was scratching his head. He couldn't give an answer. This was the entrance examination to enter into the University of Praying of Radhika and the Gopis. But Buddha was to speak of studying this university. He couldn't have passed the entrance examination. So Buddha was bewildered that he was scratching his head. Seeing the praying of the Gopis, he could not imagine how exalted it was. Just like the prophet, when they tried to look at the top of a mountain,
They look up like this. As they're looking, they fall off onto the ground. So in this example, Buddha is intelligent like a hat. As he tries to see the extent of Gopi's brain, his hat fell to the ground, failed. He could not understand. And just then, he looked at his sword. There was a very beautiful Kishori who was lying on a bed of lotus petals, unconscious. The Sakyas were around her, and they were weeping because they thought she was about to die. And at that moment, a bumblebee, thinking that the lotus feet of that Kishori were lotus flowers, began to fly around the lotus feet. Buddha thought, who is that? Oh, I have heard of one Radha, with feet and breath. And Buddhaji began to pronounce, and that he was watching. Just as the bumblebee was flying around the feet of Radhika, she opened her eyes and sat up and began to rebuke the bumblebee. Why? Jayati, Krishna Sangama. When she was unconscious, she was meditating. Krishna is where? Yangyating Dasura, before him the cowherd boy with bare feet wandering in Vrindavan. But now he rides on the golden chariot. Now his old grandson has become a big celebrity. Buddha Singh wanted to make him king, but Krishna gave Raj Chilak to Buddha Singh and said, I am your subject. So now he's a prince, he's famous, he's powerful, and he's forgotten about us, poor, worthless, uneducated, lower caste, childless girls. Now he's with the princesses of Mathura, of the relatives. And all are attracted to him. And in her mind, she saw that Krishna was wearing a beautiful flower garland. And he had embraced many beautiful Mathura Ramanis. And his garland was crushed, and then sprinkled from her breast was smeared on the flowers. And very minutely she saw in detail this. How one bumblebee came and landed on that garland of Krishna and got covered with kumkum on the breast of his beloved. Just as she was thinking like this, here in Vrindavan, outwardly, one bumblebee came to her feet, and she opened her eyes. Oh, it's you! She thought it was that very bumblebee from the garland of Krishna. And she began to rebuke him. Madhu Bhagyadeva Bandho Nimmad Prishan Prinsa Matya Kucha Pradalika Mahara Kumkum Asma Shubhina Bhagatu Madhu Bhagyadeva Mahagini Nama Sada Yaka Sada Sivya Damanya Yashya Dutta Samitri. Hey Madhu Bhagyadeva means one drink honey. And Madhu also means wine. Hey Madhupa, you drunkard, you are impure. Shitava Bandho. Hey friend of a teacher, Mark Prashandran, don't try to touch my feet at all. It was as if Radhika, by Bhavakarna, the ears of her emotions, she could hear that the bumblebee was talking to her. Oh my Swami, I am not your Swami. Oh Krishna, yeah. Oh beloved of Shri Krishna, I am not the beloved of Krishna. Don't be said. I have come here from Krishna to make some reconciliation. Radhika said, Master Krishna, don't touch my feet. I know you are the friend of that teacher. Why? Because this is Krishna's technique. If you have made any amends, you come and trying to touch my feet. Sapatnya, how dare you come here? What kind of mood is this? You are so intoxicated that you come here to tell me that Krishna loves me, but you have evidence all over your way that he, Krishna, has forgotten about me and is enjoying with others. Tell me, what is that red substance on your whiskers? Bumblebee said, but this is the natural color of my whiskers. But he said, no, I know what it is. This is the kumkum
on the retina, my rival, there in Matura. And you are so intoxicated that you did not realize, and you are coming before me with this evidence of Krishna's infidelity all over your face. So get out of here. Vatatu Madhu Kapistan, Mani Tatkachanga. Your services are not required here. You should return back to Matura. Because there, Krishna requires your services. There are many Malini. There are many Mathuramanis who are upset with him. Because he makes an appointment to go to meet with one, but on the way he meets with another. And then he's late. So then he arrives at the place of the next in Mathuramani with the evidence of his meeting with the first one, and she becomes upset with him. While he's pacifying her, he's late to meet with another one. And in this way, there are so many Malini, those beloved of Krishna, who are upset with you. So why are we going to need to pacify us? He's forgotten about us. Go there where Krishna really needs your help. Yadu Sarasivitam, Yadu Sarasivitam, oh, how shameful it will be. How Krishna will become the object of ridicule in the city, in the royal palace, in the royal assembly, if anyone will find out that he is employing a messenger like you, a bumblebee, to come and make reconciliation with a poor gopi of Vrindavan. So go quickly before Krishna becomes the object of ridicule in the assembly of the Yadus.
And 22nd,
is after all India liberty. Colleagues of the Bharatiya Congress and Dalton, the Vishal Bajara, Bharatiya Dalyari, Assam theke, Shillong theke, Silivri theke, sokole Dalton ami Indraner samne 22 tarikh ekhane. But tomorrow, but liberty kriya karte hain Dalton diye. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.